No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Tate kalunga ne munyambeke. Yes, may God bless all of you, dear listeners of the Ego FM. This is the program Stop Suffering. May God bless you all. You are listening to us right now from anywhere here in Namibia, from Comas region to Omusati, from Omusati to Oshana, from Oshana to Kavango, all the regions of the country. May God bless you all. We are going to bring to you a message of faith, a message of hope. You who are listening to us right now and you are going through a difficult moment in your life, before the end of the program, we're going to have the moment of prayer. Always here in the Stop Suffering program on Ego FM, we have the moment of prayer. If you want to prepare your bottle of water or your glass of water, we are going to be blessing it. And I'm sure your life will not be the same. But I'm not here in the studio alone. I'm here with Pastor Ananias. Pastor Ananias, good evening. Please greet all the listeners.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, all the listeners. Matokirapa horike. O programa enjono tatu kwanjangere na onga shinge methibondi onga shinge. Kusa okakarasa kwe komea kakarike ripope pi opotuape tuendere pameno programa enjono. O programa njono to etera ko Universal Church opotu apetu ronge umone watero. Good evening, Bishop.
Yes, and there are many people listening to us right now, and they are going through situations, Pastor Ananias, that they consider to be like impossible cases. Yeah, people who, for example, they have been diagnosed with an incurable disease. By the way, the testimony of tonight is about somebody who was healed. We have here in the studio Madame Loïd or Meme Loïd, who is going to share with us her testimony shortly. But there are people listening to us right now, Pastor Ananias, who don't know what to do. Especially in a night like tonight is Christmas Eve. And it's supposed to be an evening of hope, even though the Bible doesn't say that the Lord Jesus was born 25th December. It's just a date that people chose. But the Lord Jesus is alive, and he wants to be born inside of people's heart and change their life.
Indeed, Bishop, ungashina ratu shishina na kuchahorike, ethimbondino jo Christmas, angeta tu dhimburu kwa koma thimbonge ago nare, o Christmas ya kala no kuchapurwa onga esiku ya simana no nende pamontu no kulina nde omong ori pamomon karonjo no ijo ndiwu kungwe no nanto tatu dhana evaro jo nkuliri jiri esiku njono jiri ya simana kutseni ihe otaviri kontungu no atarea Bishop otaviri kontungu no atarela uwehame probably is a sickness probably yeah. Can't sleep well during the night atarela nendo onkundu mane humbo aunt kovitatane. Because this is a time, Bishop, when the family come together, supposed to come together, mara aunt itavuru kuya kumwe because they can copy together. Itaha kwa tathana, ondu ya popi no mshinda she, ya popi na kumeke, nendi ya popi na anewumbo ye. Ethimbo njono, andojik nukare, ethimbo njono kuchapura, onga, tukape hurojo mvura. But Bishop, people end up not be together. As a family.
It was supposed to be a time of togetherness, of unity and peace, but sometimes it becomes the other way around. They get together, they end up fighting one another. And by the way, if you want to call the toll-free number of the church and include your name, the name of your family in the prayer book, you can call now. The toll-free number is 0800-22-3335. We're not going to speak to listeners live now. Only later, but you can call. There are people now waiting to include your name, the prayer book is a free call. You don't need credit. You don't need airtime. It's a toll-free number, meaning you can just grab your cell phone and call now, 0800-222-3335, and include your name, the prayer, include the name of your family member. Perhaps you are a mother. You are a mother crying for your children. You expect your child to come and visit you, and your child didn't come. There are many mothers right now worried because they were expecting the children to come, perhaps from Vinduk, perhaps from somewhere else, and they didn't come. They promised, I'm coming, but they didn't come and they don't know. So they are worried now what's happening. So you can call as a mother, you can call as a wife, you can call as a father, you can call as a brother, sister, and include the name of your family member in the prayer book. Call now. Now, we are going to, the number is once again 0800-222-3335. Okay, so we are going to start now talking to Loid. She is going to share with us her story, her testimony, and I'm sure it will inspire Loid. Many people are suffering out there. Okay, so first of all, good evening. Welcome to the Stop Suffering.
Good evening, Bishop, and good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. Now, Loid, we were talking before the program, and you were telling us about the problem you went through. You were diagnosed with an incurable disease, chronic disease. But before you reach that point, first things first, let us start from the beginning. How did your suffering start? Because every problem, every bad situation, it has a starting point. So, since it's your life, no one is better than you to say. How did your suffering started, Loid?
Thank you, Bishop. Maybe I can start from the beginning.
Please.
Because I grew up in a God-fearing house.
Okay.
Where parents really were strict and teaching us the word of God, mm-hmm. day and night. So it was well with me until I completed my grade 12. So things happened when now I went for my further study at the university.
Mm-hmm.
So there, because I'm far from my parents, I learned to do things that parents don't know.
Mm.
I started to involve in relationships that was not approved by parents, and they were not aware about it, which leads me to fell pregnant while I was still at the university.
Mm.
It was also a downfall for me because I put my parents in shame. They were expecting me to come back with a qualification. Yes, I completed, but in between, I fell pregnant and things were not well with me. I was not well myself. I have to tell the parents, but it was hard. It was hard. So from that, when I graduated, I got a temporary job, and then later I got a permanent job.
So, sorry, Loid, before you go there, yes. For graduating and getting a permanent job, it's good that you mentioned about that. Thank you very much for sharing your story. Because right now there are many women out there who are going through right now what you went through. Your past
mm-hmm.
is their present. What you went through is what they are going through right now. And perhaps, as you said, you went to university. Your family, they were expecting so much from you
mm-hmm.
to come back with a diploma, mm-hmm. with a certificate, and contribute and help the family as well. So when you heard that news that you were pregnant, how difficult it was for you? How hard it was for you at that time? What went through your mind? Please.
Bishop, it was so hard. It was hard because that is not what I learned from home. parents trusted me. And even though I was outside the house, they still trusted on me. But I can say I betrayed them. I did not obey what the teachings
that disappointed them.
I disappointed them.
Yeah.
And also, it was so hard for me. There's a time even I was thinking about maybe abortion, even though I did not try it. But it's something that comes in your mind, like how I can get out of this so that no one will see it.
So you went through your mind, but you didn't do it.
Yeah, no, I didn't do it. It just...
You had your child.
Yes, I had my child. So, Bishop, it was so hard because for me to tell my parents what happened, I can't face them. I can't tell them. It was so difficult and I don't know how I must handle it. So I was so depressed.
Did it affect your performance in your studies?
I can say yes, because since that was the last year of my study, and since year one, I did not fail any subject. And in the last year,
there was... So you were doing well?
Yes.
Up to that moment?
Yes. The final year, there was a subject that I have to write a supplemental. So which I realized is because of that. Otherwise, I could not fail or I could not write any supplemental for my study. So it affected really badly. And also finance, obvious, because parents will not come forth. And imagine now you have a child, you have to take care of the child and you have to study. It was not easy. It was not easy. It was so hard, difficult, which is, if I could listen, I could not experience such. It's not a good moment at all.
But praise God, you managed to overcome that situation. You're going to tell them still how you overcame.
Yes,
but did you mention, how was it to let your parents know about it? Do you still remember?
Yes, I do. That time, phones was not really popular like now. I just sent a messenger to go tell them what happened. And I only went home when I was already having a baby.
Oh.
Which probably was not really hard because the child was already born. Because I know if I could go with pregnancy, I could really chase away of the house because my mother is not a joke.
She was very tough. Serious, very tough,
very
mother.
Tough.
Traditional.
Yes, very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Bishop.
But eventually you went home.
Yes.
With your baby.
Mm-hmm. They accepted the baby. There's no other way.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then from there, now you managed to finish your studies.
Mm-hmm.
You had your challenge, but you finished.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened after that?
Bishop, after that, I got my job. First, I got a temporary one for 3 years, but later I got a permanent one. It was a good job. When I got that job, normally I'm not a sick person. For me to go to hospital, unless a checkup just want to check what is happening in my life, but I'm not really that sick person. But when I got that job, the same week I got that job, is the same week the sickness attacks me. I really don't know because I was at work. And on my way home, I just felt like something drowned, like pulling me down. Like I can't walk, I can't move. And I'm like, what is going on? I walked until home because it's not far from work. I just maybe 1 kilometer if it's that far.
Where was it that time?
It's at Otapi.
Otapi, okay.
I was in Otapi.
Omusati region.
Yes, Omusati region. So when I arrived in the house, I was alone because I traveled from Windhoek. It was just my the job that I went there. I was alone in the house and I was pain. That pain I never experienced in my life. It was a pain that really put me down, that I could not stand. I could not sit down. I could only lie. And when I want to reach something, I move like a snake.
So it was like, it was really bad.
Very bad. And it just came like a lightning. It did not start like I feel headache or something. It just started like that.
At once.
At once. Mm-hmm. So I called someone to come and help me. So she came and rushes me to hospital. So when I arrived, because now I don't know where in my body, it's like the whole body is paining. So X-ray has been done, assessment has been done. There's no any problem. All the results comes okay. Doctors and nurses was really worried also, like they don't know. And
They
couldn't find.
Sorry for a moment, Lloyd, before you continue. And because perhaps that's the situation of many people there. Perhaps you have been in pain. There are many people right now, Pastor Ananias, who are in pain. And they go to the clinics, they go to the hospital, they do the blood tests. And they can't find what's the reason for the problem. Because when the problem is like a healthy problem, physical problem, the exams will be able to pinpoint, to show, no, the problem is this, the problem is high blood pressure, the problem is high sugar, low blood pressure. But there are many people that they go, they feel the pain, they have the pain, they go to see the specialists in the hospital, in the clinics, but they don't find, because the problem can be a spiritual problem.
Exactly, Bishop. Ngashon prakene ngashwa prakene hokororo ya meme loide mpano taptumbura ngashi nge mpano kucha okwari adhika kuhuvu mbono wali wa ningoru turuwa edu kari taruvu kuinyenga. Ngashi tufite mekoro ya meme loide mpano tetu pena na mpano kucha nonando tatu ganja ngambiri shasho jeri pamo uvu ashkera kajo shuambo jo hokororo yiri moshingrisa. Ashiko tande tapafu pimpano kucha merudo kwa jatarera udhi mbono wali orutuwe nongere pamweta ongasha kucha udhi umbono wali pambe poka wali pa parut tachika wali pa pankarongo no tatuvuru kutumbura malu kucha uvuponika kondoktora. Exactly, Bishop, that probably there are people even there listening to us as well yetu prakena marudhi umbono nga inge ku kawetik the doctor can see. Because it's spiritual,
it's not physical. It's a spiritual problem.
Exactly, Bishop.
That's why they cannot diagnose. And by the way, if you are in this situation, perhaps you have been going to specialists and clinics and they are not finding out. You do the blood tests, you do the X-rays, you do the CT scans, and it doesn't show anything. So it means that that's a spiritual problem. You need spiritual help, which comes from God. Prayer has power. That's why I'm going to pray for you. But you can call now and include your name in the prayer book of the, maybe it's not you, it's your family member, your child, your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, somebody from your family that's in this situation can include also his or her name in the prayer book. 0800-22-3335. It's a free call, it's a toll-free number. And by the way, it's not only now during the program, it's 24/7. It's the 24/7 toll-free number, helpline of the Universal Church here in Namibia. You are in hearing from, perhaps you are listening from us from Omusati. Louise, she's from Omusati region, original, correct?
Ohanguena,
sorry. But that happened there in Otapi.
Yes.
Okay, but in the north. Anyway, you are calling, you are listening to us from the north or from the south or from the coast or Erongo. It doesn't matter. What matters is God can help you. 0800-22-3335. Call now. Include your name, the name of a family and friends in the prayer we are going to say before the end. Now, going back to Loit. So, Loit, then you start feeling this pain from nowhere.
Yes, Bishop.
So it was something that you didn't experience before.
Yes, Bishop. And only now I understand, as Pastor said, maybe spiritual. It was really, shashi umurashika anditile ngao ishinda kaveluka inandi ne nesaka kwa idatele landi veluke onda kapenduke ike fikulimwe usonda khasa shonda mwetine usonda honda kapenduke ike shinde kinyanga ngelo ndije kombete onjili nawa itandeham and then andi endele nda apenesa andi dirombole kucha onda veluka mbela itandeham abali tatine hangeipi kwene vakumwashashi ondakala handirongi foka temba. Kwa kwa hiduru kuenda kwa mimu, ondakala handirongi foka temba. Na shinende walimbo ya kucho ondaveluka, wakaka hane vali mbiru ya kucha, oh, tena katushi kucho tuwe hamashike. We don't know what we are sick. Because Sunday I was just wake up and then I was well. I was well, I could move from the bed and I had been using a wheelchair. But that day I just wake up
so
and
you,
I was
so, well. Sorry, you came to the point of having to use a wheelchair.
Yes. Because I could not walk. I could not. Really, I could. And when you touch my body, it's like you add pain again. Mm. So I have to be in the wheelchair. When I have to go to different rooms for an X-ray, I have to use a wheelchair.
Mm.
And then that Sunday, I was just wake up and like, I have to go and tell a nurse, I'm fine. Like, how? I said, I don't know, but I'm well. I'm well. That is... I realize it was a spiritual, it's not maybe a sickness, it was a spiritual sickness.
And you were still young at that time?
Yes.
You were quite young. Do you remember more or less?
I think I was 30.
Around 30 years old.
Yes, 30 something.
30 something, okay, yes. Fine. So, and then, but that pain came back again?
Or yes, what? Bishop. From there, when I went home now, it starts now like every, it's like every week that pain come back. Keseko shivike, uya hamota waluka. Unenetu, keseke metine, uya hamota waluka. Au yeke, and you could doctor, just get the same medication, and then when I go home, I'm fine. It has been like that. Sometimes I'm just, it's like, I don't know really, and medication was not really helping because maybe it was easier, the pain, because it was just only painkillers. Mm. Doctor could not tell what is it, so they were just giving a painkiller. Kwa ikita apengo micho do opondikale, handikwe popala kuwe hamo, maka kwa liandiveluka.
Shashu me loide uwe hameka, tutatufuku pra mpano, mprakeno yetu prakena kucha, uwe hameka wali, uwe shipangero, de uwe hame wali uwe, opambepo.
Mm-hmm.
Ushon meru iti takara kukupo tamparonga inge ucha. Sikira meru iti natango na kukurojoe?
Yes, ushon juwe te pasta shashi. Geno kwali uwe hamelela ulipolela wapu mba ondokotola. Geno, ono michuwa daka hadi kwa felengi. Uwe hamo, hautameke ike keseke moshivike, ota uya, wata ushuda. Fimboli mwena di nandia kudokta, uhandika kendi mumbo, nde ta ushuna ike. Genge nando kuli ndireke mumbo deta usuneke inandina omiti. Ndaka mwena kuchaka shishinana shimba ushima sho miti, ushima sho pamepo. Ndene kakwa ine fimbo loka kwa ine ndapenduka endunge daika kwa ine nandishishi kucha openu ihame wo pamepo hauduru kukalapo. Shashi, I was not have a deep understanding of what God can do in my life.
Mm. So, which moment now you told us from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So did it affect your professional life a bit? So like you could not work properly? Did you lose the job or you were about to lose the job?
Bishop, it was hard because it attacks joints. So if it attacks hands, I will not able to type because I'm mostly use computer. If it attacks knees, I will not able to walk. If it attacks, it can even attack just here the neck, wherever the joints is it attacks. Keseka bapendo mapikilo makipa, ulipo ike, ta opo ike hawe hamapo. Kuchano oke nyala, oke madi, oke ngolo, keseke, fimboli mweno kuli, nandopo, upemba beke do mapi, otape hameke, de ito dulu no kulia, shashi uya hame o hapu nengono. Bishop, I used to like pain, and when you touch that area, it's hot. Like there's a heat, like something burning.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really tell it's all in like, it's where there's a pain, you can tell. If it attacks this finger, so you can tell because it's bigger than the other one.
To be swollen.
So, yes. So you can really see that the person is pain, but doctor says they can't find mm-hmm. what is the problem.
So what was the, if you can point out.
Yes.
What was the worst moment? If you can tell us now, what was the worst moment of that situation?
Yes, Bishop. After 5 years is when doctor told me.
So it went on for 5 years?
Yes.
It was not 5 months or?
No.
Or under 1 year. It was 5 years in this situation?
Yes. It's when now doctor told me that they see something, but they still do more investigation just to see maybe what is it.
After 5 years?
Yes. Then they told me, no, in your blood, it's like you have arthritis, rheumatoid in your body, but it's now advanced. So you need to go for medication for your life.
Oh, it was like a chronic disease. Yes. Now it was like for your whole life.
Yes. Bishop, it was so hard for me because I was thinking I'm so young and I never heard about disease. I was really pressing doctor to find another solution apart from putting me on medication for life.
Yeah.
It was hard for me.
Well, let me point out something that we pray for the doctors, we pray for the medications, we pray for the nurses, those who work at the hospital in the medical sector. But we know that above everything is the power of God. Because at that moment, they didn't have a solution for you. They had a treatment just to cope.
Yes, Bishop.
But according to them, you had to be treated for that for the rest of your life.
Yes, Bishop. That was the statement from the doctor. And he said, when I realized that I'm getting stubborn, he googled pictures of people suffering from that disease.
Sure.
To convince me to say, look, if you are not taking medication right now, this is what happened to you.
Mm.
And looking to that pictures, it was not something really you can be. It's something bad.
You were like afraid.
Yes.
How did it affect you emotionally?
Bishop, I was thinking death is near. It's like maybe I only have, I don't know, months to live. I was scared. I was really afraid to die. Because if I have this disease, meaning even my death is nearer, that I can die anytime. I was so afraid that really I could not sleep well. I was so depressed. I could be just in the office for the sake of being in the office, but I was not productive.
Yeah.
It affected my work.
And there are many people right now that are in this situation who can't find a solution for the problem. Today, the life of Louis has been transformed. That's why she is here. She's testifying. Are you healed today, Louis?
Yes. Bishop, I'm well.
Completely?
Completely.
It has been how many years now you are healed?
7 years.
7 years.
Because since 2017. Yeah.
So, but we're not going to share with you today. We'll have to be with us again on Thursday, same time, 9 p.m. here on Eagle FM, to learn how Louis got healed.
Yes.
How she was healed by faith. And if you are going through a situation, don't give up. If there was a solution for her, if there was a way out for her, there is for you. You can call our toll-free number. Include your name in our prayer book. I'm going to pray before the end. 0800-22-333-5. You can call now. We're going to have a short break. Well, after that, we're going to come back sharing the word of God with you. And don't forget, call your family, call your friends, because Thursday, 9 p.m., Louise will share with us how she was healed by faith.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. o programa toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga patrura o radio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo usiku kekuthikuthi jo Igor FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economy?
We are back, and Pastor Ananias and Pastor Festus will join us shortly. The testimony of Louis proves that for God there are no impossibles. According to the specialists, she was supposed to be on medication for the rest of her life. But through the power of faith, through the power of God, today she's healed, today she's working, today she can do her job without feeling pain. That's the power of faith. Faith can move mountains.
Indeed, Bishop, ngashina na otapra kenye kokororoja meloida horike ot ngashara Bishop Teshendura pano kucha kon kondo de garikano kon kondo shashu kucha onkithi wa meloide kawaji onkithi wa shpangero onkithi ngono wali wapambepo ngono kucha tatuvuru kumundohotori tavuru kumonano meko onkithi ngono nga ingei wali arombura kucha okuno kukarako mitindono mure wonvura de adhesiwa kuriroje mbono tatumono kucha moro onkondo de garikano through the power of prayer. Bishop, as Bishop mentioned from the beginning, Mama Lloyd today, as he mentioned this, 7 years on vura khari memeroide aruka, monotatu monokucha karunga, otavruku ningashono, nguet on tuitavruku shininga.
And that's the reason why the Lord Jesus came. Tonight, even though, as we said in the beginning, the Bible doesn't say exactly the date the Lord Jesus was born, I'll read it for you now. Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 2. I'm reading New King James Bible from verse number 10, when it says, "Then the angel said to them," to the shepherds, there in the Holy Land. "Then the angel said to them," the shepherds, near Bethlehem, "do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings," good news, "of great joy, which will be to all people." Verse 11. "For there is born to you this day," it doesn't say the date, but this day, "in the city of David," that's Bethlehem, "a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So the Lord Jesus was born to be our Savior. Our Savior from infirmities. Our Savior to save us from bad luck. To save us, Pastor Festus, from curses. To save us from witchcraft. To save us from depression. Because even though tonight is Christmas Eve, it was supposed to be a time of joy, but for many people, they don't have what to celebrate. Because things, they are not going well for them. They don't have money, perhaps. They don't even have food to eat. But a Savior is born. But for the Savior to change their life, they will ask like this, "Oh, if the Savior is born, why am I suffering?" Because the Savior can only save those who call upon Him for help.
To those who surrender their lives to Him. By the way, Omoneso kwa hala kudawa move meniloe akale meniloe opo ekumangulule komo juo o eli meniloe shasho otushishi kucha ungashinana tushudide kumemero itapa kucha ujuo ayo kweke shijimbruka mokucha uye amoyo kweke shijimbruka mokucha owali opamepo kawalinana opambelela shashi esha yanjonga na mwenye kuyesha ujuo wakana moke shishino kuli kucha wakana monga helip. It's just I'm saying, Bishop, that Meroita, how the problem come out of her, how the sickness come out of her, she cannot even explain about it. How did it come out? But then she was told that that is for life. But when she gave her life to Jesus,
when Jesus was born inside of her, was become
the
part
Savior.
Of her.
The Savior was born.
Yeah, the Savior was born inside of her. So she became free without not even knowing.
Yeah, and if you want to know, if you want to know how, as I said, on Thursday, same time, same radio station, Eagle FM, 9 p.m., we are going to have the second part of the testimony of Louise, how her life was transformed. I think now is going to be the time we're going to invite people, call us to come, to call us now. If you want to call us, you can call the number 083-2888-401. Can you call now, okay? Speak to us now on air. 083-2888-401. You are going through a tough time. You are going through a difficult situation. You have been diagnosed with an incurable disease, or perhaps your problem it is a bad luck problem. There are people that you see year after year, Pastor Ananias, their life doesn't move. It's like year after instead of getting better, it's getting worse. They can call out and speak to us, 083-2888-401. We have the first caller, Pastor Ananias, you can talk to the caller.
Good evening, caller. Matokoropo.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Fine, how are you, sir? What can we do for you today?
I just need some prayers. I don't know whether it's kind of bad luck.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm at the north, in Angwena region.
Angwena region, huh? O tatuke tura edina joy megarikane no. Udi washkwa tarera mukaramonyo koe.
Okweno ilonga. Oh, kujuanga ndeno neno.
Okay. O tatuka tura pehurio jo programanji no tatuka tura edina jo membo je garikane no mono tatuke ku garikane na. Noza popo radio en longe kidashke uka kende koi komea tatuke kundire garikano karunga opo awa pe apaturo meyero doe dironga.
Ewa tangi.
Longe kidashke uka kara saka komea toka tura po pepino radio tatuke kundira e garikano koni mawe programanji no.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And you can keep calling 083-2888-401. Perhaps you don't know what happens. You don't have strength to work. You want to work. You want to do things in your life. You want to open your business. You want to find a better job. But there are people who don't have strength. It's like something's just taking your strength away. We are going to be praying for you. You can call now the number 083-2888-401. Next caller, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, caller.
Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening. Who's calling us and you are calling from where?
Kaino, and I'm calling from Ekagati.
Okay. How can we help you today?
We have a problem in our house. We don't have peace because of greed and envy. So we want you to pray for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we can help and celebrate Christmas tomorrow together.
Okay. Did you prepare your glass of water already?
Yes.
Please, don't stay tuned. And
okay.
Before we finish the program, we are gonna make a prayer together.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless. You can keep calling 083-2888-401. And as we're speaking, tonight was supposed to be a night of joy. Tonight was supposed to be a night of unity. Perhaps you and your family, you are together, but there is misunderstandings. There are disagreements. God can bring peace where there is division. God can bring forgiveness and hope where there is despair. But you have to have faith in God. We have a next caller. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Good. And you?
Thank you. Fine, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Maria.
Maria, you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Oshakati.
From Oshakati. So, Maria, what's the problem you're having at the moment?
I have a problem for my back and my leg.
You are sick.
My back, the whole, from last year. and my legs.
You are feeling pain right now?
Yes, I'm feeling, even today I'm feeling pain.
We are going to be praying for you. God's going to heal you if you believe.
Yes, I believe.
So please prepare a bottle of water or a glass of water. We are going to pray for the water before the end. And when you drink the water, in the name of Jesus, you are going to sleep well tonight.
Thank you.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
So it will be done. God bless you.
Thank you.
And you who are in pain, especially those who are in pain, if you can believe, everything is possible. Prepare your bottle of water. Prepare your glass of water. Why? Why should you prepare? Because it's written in the Bible, Exodus 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water and take away sickness. We have another caller, Pastor Ananias.
Good evening, caller.
Hello?
I'm going to talk to you. What do you think about this? Toziko Mariandara. Otatu kwa tereshike nina, Miss Mongro kyo nina?
Ondale kwa alika ni makandu. Keno andigele konti, no mbuda no... Politika alisita lulu mmege kandu.
Onga ashita tutumbura mpano tate kurukucha. Shawita rakehe shimo tashiburu kuningwa. Otatu kekuningira egarikano, koni maopro haramanjino. Longe kidashko kara sako eko mea ngue tukatura po pepino radio shutatuka ninge garikano atuke kuni turame garikano ndino du karunga opo ape kupa ea ruko.
Ok,
Sha longe kidashko kara sako eko noza po radio empo no, kara po radio empo no, kara washko wa prakena, nina otatuke kuni ngire garikano kuni mea prokharama njino.
Ongereka inyano omomariantara muhimo nikamu.
Yes, otuna ongereka etu omomariantara. O ande atu moronju kithina na atu kongonju kithimpano
Earth Night 6
ande ashkendi ganje shacho moroka ashkendi no umakendi mpano pasa vesota bruku kuire shampa
Earth Night 6 it's Earth Night 6 Michael Van Niek Street opposite Namibian Protection Service opposite Namibian Protection Service Earth Night 6 Michael Van Niek Street. I'm sorry for my pronunciation. Passadero. Yeah. In town. Right in town.
Ungasha Bishop Taputumbura Mparangucho Ongereka etori mondoropa iripope pino Namibian Security mporopo iri mokati kondoropo putatu monongereka etu. Shawashke waipoka mone totara po orunjo tunoka borta kashangwa Universal Church. Shahadu watu parakucho. Ongereka Universal Church iripeni. Nena mondoropo tovuku imona.
Pesenenga andi pingi kutirira. Pesenga kantina na wari andara muwe ni maro mwandi longere.
Ya.
Yeah. Pesenga andi longere kwa siti ya katima ingai.
Ya. Yeah. No kukatimo tunako ongere kana tango.
Kukatima ili nana kuhoki na Pilipina na ndisi. Yovenika na pesenga pini singa.
Ongere kwa ya patruka omanda hasi omanda homa kwao. Teche eskwari kongere kwa ya patruka. Every day.
Every day. Katima Mulilo. Our church in Katima Mulilo, just to hold on there. It is in where is Katima address? Behind Kapriv. It's behind Kapriv Senior Secondary School. Next to Zambezi Veterinary. Next to Zambezi Veterinary. Behind Kapriv Senior Secondary School.
Ouvite compono? Iri popepi no noscoranjo. Tatuko, ilonge kithako karasa kome, tatuke kugari kani akoni meo prokharamanji. Tangudeni.
Well, we are going to be having another break shortly, but you can keep calling our toll-free number from the church, 0800-22-3335. That's the toll free from the church. You can call 24/7. All right. And after the short break, I'm going to be back getting more calls before the moment of prayer. Remember, prayer has power.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
So we are back. Yes, we are back. And you can call now live. We are here live on the studios of Eagle FM in Vinduque. We have a caller, Pastor Festus, please.
Good evening, caller. How are you? What's up now?
Okay,
I'm going to talk to you about the Japanese. I'm going
to
talk to you about the Japanese. What's up? I'm going to talk to you about the Japanese. I'm going
to talk
to you about the Japanese. I'm going to talk okay. 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 I longi kidu tala kwa kopiko komeva.
Okay, po amata.
Okay, po vopo. Okay, no japo pala dio eh. Osheshi. Ha tu kia.
Ndala ku plana tango kucha.
Hmm.
Oka kopiaka ohai kana sikene na ile ohangi dulu.
Oto tulana ndomo kanjini nde to kala tulongi fo mevo e wa manguluka me itavelo me dinala yesu yalo.
And if you are having problems like this, things they disappear. There are many people like this, Pastor Ananias. They work, but they don't see the result of the work. So it's like a spiritual problem is taking what they have. You can speak to the next caller, please.
Hello.
Good evening.
Eh.
Mato kura pemi.
Mato kura pemi.
Oto tengo kuza pemi me wange.
Pumara rampo.
Tosi pumara rampo. Ota tu kuatere shikeme skujonena, munguru kionena.
Ote watere wa kombinga ya mwano, mwane ni konkero, etan, tironga ya kana. No quiero decir no con la tango hay que ahí me va a ir un donde ir una vez a cana yo paso ya para estar monitoreado camurí viejo po
un gacha a tu tumbura peta me compieta tu popi cucham o wa para que ninguém jocoro para moje jingani jocoro ya me lo ide jiri moshingi za kuchawa me lo ide okwali amon on kondo de garikano no kwa manguruka no shok o programa njino tunanga shingi oyoye umone manguruko shahadu atura ano na eme magarikano itakukara hukuso mbinga mo programa njino nena ano na oteno kumone manguruko longa kithashiko karasako eko mea koni mashiko programa njino tatuke kuningire garikano tatuke garikane na ano na yoye
ya
no madinaga oje
o juri antenya na ononkwa omati siras maki
tatuke atura membo je garikane no otatu tsikire no kuyagarikana ita shashike pethi o programa kon ma adiche mom no mom me pondio na tango tatu ke atura membo je garikana tatu yagarikana ne tangi meme.
And if you need help for your family, you're going to have a special service tomorrow for the family. Tomorrow Christmas Day, it's a holiday. Especially at 10 o'clock in the morning, there will be a prayer for unity. There will be a prayer for peace. And those who want to bring a bread, a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, we are going to be blessing it. So when you eat the bread with your family, there will be life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from Ondangwa.
Elizabeth, all the way from Ondangwa. May God bless you, Elizabeth. And how can we help you tonight? What's the problem you have?
I'm having a problem of delay.
Delay.
And I'm jobless now for 4 years. Since I lost my job, I will get the job. Then if they call me for an interview, I will delay the interview. It's now 4 years without a job.
4 years. Have you applied? Are you sending your CVs, applying for jobs, but no response?
They will respond and they call me for an interview, but me myself, I will delay the interview.
Oh, I see. But we are going to pray, Elizabeth, for God to remove all delays from your life. Do you believe the power of God?
Amen.
Do you believe the power of God, Elizabeth?
Yes, I believe in the power of God.
We are going to pray for you. Please have your glass of water. Prepare a glass of water because we're going to pray. When you drink, I'm sure God will give you the strength to overcome this problem.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Tata Kalunga Nemoembek.
Amen.
Amen. So you can call now 083-2888-401. 083-2888-401. You can speak to us live now here on Ego FM from the studio here in Windhoek. Or if you want to speak to a pastor not on air, you can call 0800-22-3335. That is the toll-free number of the church. That is free of charge. You don't need credit. You can call as well. We have another caller, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, caller.
We lost the caller. You can try again. Keep trying. 083-2888-401. Whatever the situation have, Pastor Ananias, there is a solution. You can get the next caller, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, caller. Watoto kwa mimi mota denge kuja peni ni dina lao lirie.
Maria nangu kuja kombai.
To denge kuja?
Kombai.
O to denge kuja kombai. O hatu kuga likanene shiko mbinga ashike kongulo shone na?
Ndara mwalika nilingi. Kandi na shombili mumbu. I need peace in the house, please.
Kuna shombili mumbu? Okay. Kumweno wakwane jimo voi. Omtamu nyengu wakufoke udafano. Okay. Longe kiduru tako kupiko yuko meva. Oponeke hulolo polo grama hii. O hatu kuke kuningile itavelo. Itave ilikano. Itave la kucha haa. Kalungote kumangulu lako ngala mwenyeo kwa eno mbili. Ongeleko usha payama mumbae. Okay. Mongula ike mongula yovene. Ilikano talika da pun longo. Denga puta londa la hee. Mm-hmm.
You can keep trying to call our number. We still can take, I think, another two callers. So we have a next one. Pastor Nanai.
Good evening.
Hello.
Mwato kura patate.
Hello, thank you for that.
You tatu kuwa tereshke munguru kione na tate wanje?
Tate wanje ndaru watere nyengo ndara ngonji na mwanga na mwanya ndara ngoko yko marotu mara. Mwanti mwango mwanya ngo shima shimwe 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 shimwe
Ongashara tatutumbura mo programa njino kucha ngashwa ywa para kine horo ya melo ide mna kucha notari katsikira natangu kucha karunga nguwa watere melo ide natangu karunga teku watere otoka mangruka ko kepi kondinyo marovu nondetu kucha karunga otaka ambe konkaramonyo e ke horo jo programa njino ronga kidu taroka kopiko eko mea toka turuka epo pepino radio e nena kon kondo de garikano e haro jo marovu tarikaza mungwe
Amendarango ngeni longa tikara ere da tsone ha chimo ngani longa tikara itwa joya prop.
Otatu kishininga ko ninga che yo programa ni atuke kuningire garikano karunga patromiero de itarashik.
Okay tate.
Edino jetate?
Edinaro matia handa si basikongo.
Okay tate wanja tukutura. Atuke tura membo je garikaneno.
Okay tate.
Ntanga tate wanja.
Okay.
Well, we are going to have the moment of prayer, but you can keep calling the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335. Even after the program, you can keep calling. The number is 24/7. We are going to pray now if you can. We have one quick caller. We have one more caller, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, caller. Umato kiropa na wa?
Umato kiropa ate.
Umato kiropa mimo, umato kiropa na wa? Memo ta denge kujape nedina la ulirye?
Andi denga kuja kwa dimba edina nga mendaro sizi.
Okay. Memo hatu ku ilikanene kumbinga ashike kongulo shone na?
Andi ilikaneno iandi kwa pandi paparege kwa sha inandi mono moti. No andi ambwa kwa madira diru wa mwe tapi ya nekengo ngara mwenyange.
Okay.
No andi nende nge dange diri ya lidash kulange diri mehara kano.
Okay. Efimbolo kukofa olilimo madira diru.
Ifimbolo kukofo lirimo madiradiro.
Kape na shita shikupiane kukuche ikenge nguwa na ngalo puwe. Emofitadu ya momomesho.
Emofitadu ya momomesho. Amondina ngu upiaka duwatameka ngu 2007 up to now. Andivere kwa lutuwa alishena mefi ongomu.
Okay.
longe kiduta loka kupiko yeko meva memi ni ino japo pala jio e shashi o hatu kalu kano meili kano ke hulopolo karamai
ewa
itavela kalu kote kumangula mujuo
ewa
yalo.
So we have to go now to the moment of prayer. I'll ask Pastor Ananias to start the prayer and I'll be blessing the water.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Karunga tata nyukino nyapuko tu yako shipara shoe ngashi twari twa mono mbono yetu dengere nkuriri opuna ngashi meme nguno tacho kuna uwe hame wakara omvuro dhinji okuna meme nguno ngashi ngena ntate nguno natango atarera udhi umbuno woko amona ironga ni nuwe hame ulimorutu oma Yesu sotu yako shipara shoe tu ganje antu embano yetu dengere munguro khionena nonandu itatu kamana kuma udhi uko imwe no imwe iko tushishiku cha karunga tate kon kondo doyo mwa Yesu otovru kweta erunduru komuntu wengu nonkuliri oeshu vaneke moha pu doyo wati on ithana nje siku judhi wonga motandi kukwatha ngweto simane kenje onke ni mongro hinji nonga shinge otandi ithana on kondo de aruko on kondo de mangruko vie kontu wengu nonga shinge otandi reambeke antu omoromo Yesu nkuliri wetu. Amen.
Father, we ask you now to bless this water. There are many people right now throughout Namibia holding the glasses of water, the bottles of water, because they believe, my God, the Bible, the Word of God. They believe when it says, you bless our bread and our water and take away sickness, as it's written in Exodus chapter 23, verse number 25. Oh, Father, as they drink this water, let them sleep well. Let them be free from whatever pain they have in their bodies, in their minds, in their soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Drink the blessed water with faith. Yes, you're going to sleep well tonight. You see, you sleep well tonight, and tomorrow you can visit one of the Universal Church branches throughout Namibia. We are going to have a special service tomorrow. It's a holiday, Christmas. You can come to church with your family. We are going to be also blessing the bread so that when you eat the blessed bread with your family, you bring from home, you are going to have a blessed day. The address of our headquarters is 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz, here in Windhoek. The special service is 10 o'clock. In Greenwell, Pastor Festus.
Mo Greenwell, to hangi po mo Daniel Street, po Pepino, Kapolifi. Elonge lo kalunga le turine no tali karapon longo mongula. Onge no tunari lo pohamano, po natu, no pohamano komatango.
In Okuriangava.
In Okuriangava, we are in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite USafe, Stop and Pray. Our main service will be 10 o'clock in the morning, but we also have 7 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
In all the Universal Church branches, in Oshakati, Ondangwa, Katutura, Wolves Bay, you can call the toll-free number and ask the nearest address, 0800-22-3335. It's a toll-free. You can keep calling after the show, and there will be somebody to speak to you and include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. And remember, we are going to be back on Thursday. Yes, we are going to be back. We want to know how the life of Luida has changed, how her life has been transformed. She has been healed from her sickness. Today, she's for 7 years, she has been healed and her life has been transformed. God can do the same for you. There's no problem that's too hard, that's too difficult for God. Remember what Jesus said. Everything's possible for those who believe. We are coming to the end of the program. Tate kalunga ne muyambeke. And we hope to have you Thursday again, or especially tomorrow in the Universal Church. Have a good night. Bye-bye.